This is Gabrielle Hicks, creator of Queen's Column, and right now you're tuned into Tea Talks.
A lot of people feel like, you know, it's a selfish thing to do. I honestly do not believe that. Because going back to what Gabby said, is, you know, when you were watching Jada and Willow and their mother talk, you know, Jada said, I have to take care of myself first, you know. But there are many people don't fully, they aren't aware of that.
And we'll look at you crazy.
And we'll look at you crazy. Right. That's pretty much where I was going with that. Yes.
She's selfish. Oh, she don't care about nobody else but herself.
Exactly.
I was like, I'm looking out for my mental, my emotional, my spiritual health, my physical health.
Because nobody's going to take care of that for you better than you can. Now, people that love you, they're going to try to challenge you, and they're going to try to help you grow, and those things are important, but you can't need someone else.
You have to be able
to be all of those things for yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to make you happy. And it's so funny because a lot of people think that companionship is supposed to, that person is supposed to be there to make you happy.
Oh, no.
No, you're supposed to add to my happiness. Yeah. You do not make me happy.
Absolutely.
You do not complete me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Only God can complete me, but you are just there to add to my happiness. Yep. I chose you because I want you to celebrate this life with me, not to make me happy. And it's up to us to make our own decisions for what makes us happy as women. And like you said, to stand firm on those decisions. And like, you know, like she said, like Jada said, when she's happy, everyone else she loves is happy.
Absolutely.
Because she can be her best self. Yep. When she's done everything that she can do for her, when she's given herself, you know, everything, then she can exude that energy back out. Yeah, she illuminates, and she can give that energy back, you know, out to people. I mean, to her loved ones. So that type of thing is important.
And I can guarantee on a day where she's, like, really sad, everybody's, like, hopping over couches and tripping over each other just to see her smiling and to see her perk up because they know, like, oh, my goodness, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that's such an empowering thing. Like she said, most people probably look at me like I'm crazy. Like, oh, like, how could you put yourself before everybody else? But it's so important. I don't think you can be the person you need to be for everyone else. I don't think you can be the best friend or the best sister or the best mom or the best significant other you can be without being selfish. Mm-hmm. That's important. Like you said, 20s are your most selfish years.
There's a quote, I don't know who said it, but it's like, we have so much to unlearn. We really do have so much to unlearn, just being, you know, taught culturally or whatever, to put others before you, or always so selfish of you to think of yourself or whatever. And that's not the case. We're sitting here discussing how vital it is, but the vast majority of people will look at you like you have lost your mind or you're being totally selfish. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no. You have to unlearn these things. Mm-hmm. These things for,
No, that is so true. I'm trying to think of who said that.
It's like, exactly, we have so much to unlearn here. My sister has that on a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they would definitely say that, you know, there's so much going on out here. There's so much going on in, out here. How dare you, you know, be concerned about, you know, the pettiness or whatever you got going on in your mind and stuff. But it's like, how can we even try to fix the world if we're not even trying to fix ourselves?
Exactly.
How I need some time to do that. You know, I need a space, you know, I need something in order to fix me.
That's so true.
You know?
So true.
Or you're going to be a little tainted.
Yeah,
that's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we kind of, I'm just done with going through the motions.
Oh, girl, absolutely.
I'm done. I mean, because I've gotten to the point where I'm just, I look back on a lot of decisions and I'm like, oh my God, had I put myself first, I could only imagine, like, what things would be like. You know what I mean? So it's, I'm just done. Because I feel like for a long time I was so unhappy. I was in such a dark space for so long. I mean, just crying all the time. Just I just didn't understand. Like you said, feeling some kind of way, but I don't know. I was in a space, and it took me forever to realize why I was in such a negative space. And it was like I didn't know who I was. I didn't have a life. You know what I mean? Because I was so busy with making my decisions based on what other people thought, based on the people who were in my life and how that was gonna make them feel better and make them happier. And it just, I'm just done.
And I'm gonna share this because I talk to my dad often and he shares nuggets of wisdom, but the thing that he's said to me a lot lately is that you owe it to yourself to participate in life. You know, and not to just go through the motions. And that's what made me think of this. You can't, well, let me just say, there's so many people not living.
Right, because I'm just about to say,
exist.
Not living life.
Yeah, they exist, but they don't live.
And so my dad just tells me, participate in life. You owe it to yourself to participate in life.
To live, to thrive.
And I'm like, well, what does that mean? What does that look like? And this is when he will say, you do things that are in your best interest. It's like you do things for yourself. That's how you participate in life.
Yeah, because it's like, where do I go to live? You know, like to just to feel it.
And one thing for me, you know, because I feel alive and I thrive when I'm active. And I struggle with, you know, living a sedentary lifestyle but wanting to be active. And so that's just one way that I think of participating in life is like, hey, I am doing my body a good deed. And I feel alive when I'm, whether it's just walking or just running around the neighborhood, I am literally participating in life because I'm using everything that God gave me.
Exactly.
I'm literally, I can, my legs work wonderfully. So I'm going to run. I'm going to walk. I'm going to utilize these things. You know, so, and I'm, hopefully that makes sense.
No, it definitely does.
I get exactly what you're saying. Okay. And, you know, with me, living life to me is being present. That's my biggest thing right now is being in each moment and understanding what each moment means. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like when you see the world, like Bev and I were just having this discussion last night. We were just talking about books and just in the moment of like, what a book, like just reading a book makes you feel. And it's just like, oh, like just thinking about it now, it's just like, it's a whole nother world. I mean, you go on a journey in each book that you read, just being in that moment, being present with you guys tonight. Like this is such a special thing for me. So I'm just trying to really see things the way they are and trying to see things in the way that God would have me to see them. Just being present and here. You know, that's, I love that. That's living life. Being in the moment. Not going through the motions. Not just, you know what I mean? Because we could have just had this talk and we could have just went home. You know what I mean? But it's kind of like, wow. You know, like just listen to each of you talk. It's like,
yeah, it is.
I love it. Being present. That's the biggest thing. When you're running, you feel present.
Yes, I am in the moment.
Yeah, because you're looking at the trees. Like, I went riding my bike yesterday. My aunt and I, you're going to get one this weekend.
Yes.
So we went riding yesterday. And the first time we went riding, I brought my music.
Okay.
Because Kendrick Lamar's album had just come out. To Pimp a Butterfly. So I was like, I just got my move music. This is going to be wonderful. I'm going to have my music on. But the way the atmosphere was, because it was like 6 o'clock in the evening. So, you know, it had started to get a lot cooler. And it was just nice. And riding through those paths, it's like being in like a different world.
Yay.
Because there aren't any cars on the road. Like, you just got people walking. It's nature everywhere.
Wow.
You can hear the wind blowing through the trees. And I said, there is no way I'm going to allow this moment to pass me by listening to music. I can listen to music any other time.
That is
But just
very
to
true.
Be there
Sometimes
in that
like
moment.
That. Yeah.
It was so, oh my God. It was awesome.
I was there.
We're
going
to do it. We're going to go. We're going to go riding. Because, I mean, to me, that was so different. Because, you know, riding a bike as a kid, you don't know to be present. It ain't that type of thing. But as an adult, I'm exercising, I'm out there, it's quiet, I can hear God talking to me. That is what living looks like. It has nothing to do with riding the bike. It just, it's the fact of being present. Absolutely. And in the moment. We could do anything. We had such a good time at Sarah's birthday party.
Oh my god.
We were present. We were in that moment, and that moment was ours, and everybody was in that moment. Yes. That's what made the environment and the atmosphere feel so good, because nobody thought about what was going to happen an hour from then or what happened an hour before. They were just in that moment.
That is very true. Yeah, it was just fun. I don't know when's the last time I had. Well, I've had fun, but it's just, you know, that type of fun. Mm-hmm. It was just. I so needed that. And I think I said that all that night. I needed this. I really needed this moment.
Exciting.
And it was just different. You know, the fact that they had the band. It was like, because me and, you know, Bev and I, we had no idea what was going
on. No, we didn't.
We was like, it's a band in the middle of the street. We can't park nowhere. But to find out that they were there for Sarah, like, who does that? That's living. That's being in a moment. It's kind of like, I like marching bands. Why the heck not get a marching band for my birthday party? And, you know, it makes me feel good. I want to share that moment with everybody. Exactly. And just be present. And I want people to be present with me in my special moment. And I just thought that's not going through the motions.
Absolutely.
Like, that's doing what you feel, you know what I mean, in that moment and just enjoying it. And, you know, it was, last weekend was, that's a topic of its own.
Yes, girl. Yes.
So, also, I think, you know, also what I've been learning in my 20s is I've been recognizing who's here for Brittany, who's not here for Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And then, also understanding that, whatever's not meant to be, or, you know, in Brittany's life or, you know, surroundings, they don't have to, I don't have to always burn bridges, you know. So I think making sure that bridges aren't being burned all the time. You know, sometimes you just have to cut it and keep going.
Absolutely.
Burn it and all the other stuff, but for the most part, I think it's important to keep that bridge clear.
Absolutely. It's important. It's so important.
If not for the other person, but for you. That's what I'm saying. You know.
It's so important. Always keeping your best interest at heart. You know. Saying, hey, I'm not going to completely cut this person off, and I'm going to still be there from a distance if they need me, but one day I may need them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that may be what's best for me. So I'm going to continue to be good to them because you just never know.
Yeah.
Yes, I know what you mean.
And then also, you know, I do feel like God does many things in many different ways to where maybe it's a test, you know, to see how will you treat this person, you know, this enemy.
That's true.
Or whatever you may label this person.
That's true.
So it seems like, all in all, pretty much in your 20s, it's a matter of not being afraid of growth.
Yeah. And not being afraid of who you are.
Not being afraid of who you are, who you're becoming. Why God gave you this foot that is bigger than the other, you know. Why God is still allowing you to see, why God is not allowing you to see, you know, physically.
Exactly. And not being afraid that who you're becoming is not gonna fit into the mold of what someone else wants you to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you afraid of not being the right person for someone because of the way that you're growing. And you know, growing is such a beautiful thing. Just letting it happen. You know, just being in that moment and just taking everything in as you, you know, grow throughout the journey. I think that's everything.
Being consistent and persistent with the right things and the things that are meant for you. for when it comes to success, definitely. Whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. I need to learn that. I need to adopt that, being consistent.
Yeah, I think that's like the main thing.
I think that's what a lot of people struggle with.
It's the consistency.
Yeah. Especially being busy.
Yeah.
Being busy, it keeps you from being as, being as consistent with things, because if your plate gets full, it's kind of like, well, this whole week I was juicing, and next week I had so much going on, so I didn't wake up early enough to juice in the morning, and I didn't wake up early enough to work out, or whatever the case may be. But it is important, and like I said, as Black women, we have got to learn to be at least a little bit selfish, just a little bit. You know, because when you're always in a submissive state, no man, no other race, no other woman, no other person is gonna respect you the way that you truly deserve to be respected. It's gonna take you as serious as you truly deserve to be taken serious, you know?
But I mean, not just looking to other people, you know, to take you seriously and to respect you and stuff, but I mean, can you take your own self serious or respect yourself when you aren't, when you literally aren't taking care of yourself? You know, so again, just bringing it back to self and thinking about yourself and not, you know, how other people may perceive you. But it's like, can I as an individual say, hey, I really like the space that I'm in my life. I like the person that I'm becoming. I like, you know, this and that or whatever.
So true. I'm gonna tell y'all something that I've been doing for like the past 2 months that has just been so nice. I've been going to get my nails done every 2 weeks for the past 2 months. And it's been wonderful. I mean, even though it's only like 30 minutes, that time is my time to just unwind. I don't do any talking. I talk to the person who's doing my nails, you know, a little bit. But in that time, that's the time for me. And that's me doing something special for myself and not looking for anyone else to do it for me. And then just, you know, Bev and I were having this conversation a few weeks ago, but just the little things like putting lipstick on, like it boosts your confidence. Even if it's just a little bit, but just doing those little things over time, they just kind of just stack, you know, to the ceiling, to where it's kind of like your confidence is through the roof. And it's not just with the physical appearance, but that helps. It makes you feel good. You know what I mean? When you feel good in your skin, like working out and detoxing, and I love those things, and I feel good in the space that I'm at. It's like, dang, like, I feel the change, you know what I mean? Get my nails done. I feel more feminine. You know, I don't feel so, like, ugh. You know what I mean? But it's nice. Retwisting my dreads. It's nice. Getting your eyebrows done, even though I need mine done right now.
I did mine up.
You did? But I need mine done. But just the little things, it boosts your confidence in such a way, you know? And it's nice to be, like you said, I think it makes you a proud woman when, like I said, you do everything for yourself. Buy yourself some flowers. You ain't got to look for nobody to do it for you. Get to say, hey, while I'm out, let me go to Trader Joe's and get me some flowers every week or every 2 weeks, however you want to do it, whatever it takes.
Absolutely.
You know, you making your own decisions, you making your own self happy, whatever it takes, get it done.
Absolutely.
Just get it done.
Absolutely, and that may look different from, you know, for you and me, but the individual has to decide, what would make me happy, or what would make me feel good about myself, and no matter how small or, you know, simple or whatever the task or whatever may be, it's whatever is important to you.
I think mine is buying little plants.
Succulents and stuff. Yeah, I like those things too.
No, like okay, I bought a wheatgrass plant.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have it outside and I can just tell like I haven't been taking care of her because her tips are turning brown. Yeah, so like the last time, oh man, I wonder if he's gonna take care of that before I left. But yeah, the last time I was out watering and I got down, I was just like talking to her.
Oh yeah. Did you name her?
I think we just named her Baby Plant.
Baby Plant.
I can't think of nothing. So.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. But like you said, just the little things
the little stuff
put you in a good space. Like I just love this. Just sit and drink tea. I ain't got to do nothing. Mm-hmm. I ain't got to have no music on. I ain't got to talk. I like to clean up, and then once I'm in a clean space, I like to get me some tea and just sit there.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's awesome. Nice. It feels great.
Yeah, exactly. It feels great. Yeah.
Feels
you're
great.
Feeling your mm-hmm. whatever you're feeling, because mm-hmm. yeah, it don't have a language.
Mm-hmm.
It don't speak
exactly.
language. You know,
exactly.
whatever you're feeling.
Yeah.
I'll hit everything on the nose, like you know.
Yeah, I'm glad we had this talk, cause yeah, I feel so good.
Better.
You really find out how connected you are with a lot
other
of
people. Yeah.